Right now, as you read these words, billions of your cells are dividing, renewing, dying. With each division, something remarkable happens. Protective caps at the ends of your chromosomes, called telomeres, grow slightly shorter. Think of them as the plastic tips on shoelaces, preventing your genetic material from fraying. This microscopic process marks time more accurately than any birthday candle or wrinkle ever could. When Elizabeth Blackburn won the Nobel Prize in 2009 for discovering these structures, she revealed something revolutionary. We don't all age at the same rate, and our daily choices dramatically influence our cellular clock. Consider two 50-year-olds. Kara appears exhausted, catches every cold, shows early heart disease. Lisa radiates energy despite facing similar life challenges. What separates them? Their telomeres tell different stories. At birth, our telomeres measure about 10,000 base pairs. By 65, they've shrunk to roughly 4,800. When they become critically short, cells stop dividing. They become senescent, like rotten apples contaminating the healthy ones around them. These zombie cells can't renew themselves, their energy factories malfunction, and they release inflammatory substances that damage surrounding tissue. The consequences appear everywhere. Skin develops wrinkles as collagen-producing cells age prematurely, bones weaken, hair grays when pigment-producing stem cells can't replenish themselves. Most critically, your immune system falters. T cells that once fought viruses and cancer become ineffective, releasing inflammatory molecules that create what scientists call inflammaging, chronic inflammation contributing to diabetes, heart disease, autoimmune disorders, and dementia. This is your disease span, years marked by chronic illness rather than vibrant health. You have far more control over how you age than you ever imagined. On Christmas Day 1984, Blackburn and graduate student Carol Greider discovered telomerase, an enzyme that rebuilds telomeres by adding new DNA sequences to chromosome ends. This contradicted everything science knew. DNA doesn't just photocopy itself, it can grow. Telomerase counteracts natural shortening from cell division, effectively circumventing the Hayflick limit, the roughly 50 times a normal cell can divide before stopping. Here's the critical paradox. While telomerase can slow cellular aging, too much fuels cancer's uncontrolled growth. Yet too little increases risk for leukemia and skin cancers. Your body naturally regulates this enzyme in the right cells at the right times, a delicate balance best supported through lifestyle choices rather than artificial interventions. This discovery transformed our understanding of aging from inevitable decline to a dynamic process we can influence. Telomerase represents the biological mechanism through which our daily experiences translate into measurable molecular changes, proving that aging isn't simply written in our genes, but actively shaped by how we live. Blackburn and psychologist Alyssa Eppel discovered that high-stress mothers caring for chronically ill children had nearly half the telomerase levels of low-stress mothers with dramatically shortened telomeres. Chronic stress, long-term caregiving, job burnout, serious trauma measurably damages telomeres. Brief stressful periods don't harm telomeres. It's when stress becomes enduring that it acts as slow poison. Yet some caregivers maintained healthy telomeres despite enormous burdens. The difference? How they responded to stress. The threat response, where blood vessels constrict, cortisol spikes, heart races, correlated with damaged telomeres. The challenge response creates a bring-it-on mentality, where anxiety comes with energized readiness. People with more challenge responses have longer telomeres. Certain thinking patterns directly damage telomeres: rumination, cynical hostility, pessimism, thought suppression. Cynical hostility links to telomeres 30% shorter. Mind wandering and rumination elevate blood pressure and cortisol while reducing calming vagus nerve activity. You can change your relationship to thoughts through mindfulness. Meditators on a 3-month retreat showed 30% higher telomerase activity. Most significantly, increased sense of purpose correlated with higher telomerase levels, providing resilience and inspiring better self-care. Exercise functions as cellular medicine, reducing oxidative stress and cortisol while fighting immune aging. Moderate aerobic exercise and high-intensity interval training double telomerase activity after 6 months. Exercise triggers brief stress that activates autophagy, the cleanup process removing damaged molecules, and increases mitochondrial quality, with benefits amplified during stressful periods. Sleep quality matters profoundly. 7 hours appears critical, as less correlates with shorter telomeres, especially in older adults. Sleep provides active restoration essential for biological clock regulation, appetite control, memory consolidation, and nightly cellular repair. For diet, telomeres respond more to metabolic health than weight. Belly fat, insulin resistance, and inflammation pose real threats. Whole foods, vegetables, fruits, whole grains, nuts, legumes, omega-3 fatty acids benefit telomeres while reducing inflammation and oxidative stress. Sugary drinks damage telomeres as severely as smoking. 20 ounces of soda daily creates telomere shortening equivalent to 4.6 years of aging. These three pillars work synergistically to protect cellular health and longevity. Your environment profoundly shakes your telomeres. Communities with low trust and high violence damage telomere health, while safe neighborhoods with green spaces correlate with longer telomeres. Urban dwellers show heightened stress center activity, keeping brains vigilant and contributing to telomere shortening. Children in neighborhoods with visible litter and vacant buildings have shorter telomeres. Chemical exposures matter too. 7 pesticides link to shorter telomeres in agricultural workers, while cadmium from cigarette smoke shows up to 11 additional years of cellular aging in severe cases. Social connections profoundly affect telomere health. Supportive relationships protect telomeres and reduce inflammation, while isolation increases stress reactivity and mortality risk. However, mixed relationships with both positive and negative qualities correlate with shorter telomeres. Marriage quality matters. Happily married people show more resilient stress responses and longer telomeres. Remarkably, sexual intimacy appears beneficial. Married couples reporting physical intimacy in the previous week tended to have longer telomeres regardless of relationship quality. Quality of connections matters more than quantity. Toxic relationships may be worse for cellular health than being alone. Pregnancy represents a critical window when maternal nutrition, stress levels, and experiences directly impact fetal telomere length, establishing a cellular foundation that shapes health for decades. This isn't about perfection. It's about recognizing that gestation creates lasting biological imprints. Childhood experiences profoundly affect telomeres. Early trauma and neglect cause measurable cellular damage persisting into adulthood, with studies showing a dose-response relationship. More adverse experiences correlate with shorter telomeres, yet nurturing parenting creates healthier telomeres. Even children exposed to trauma can maintain better telomere length when parents interact with sensitivity and responsiveness. The implications are profound. Caring for pregnant women and young children shapes the biological foundation of the next generation. Every moment of safety, every nutritious meal, every responsive interaction writes itself into cellular memory, influencing the entire arc of a human life. Your telomeres quantify how lifestyle, mental health, and environment shape well-being. Unlike fixed genetic code, your epigenome is malleable software you reprogram through daily decisions. Your body proves fundamental interconnection. Eukaryotic cells once engulfed bacteria that became mitochondria. You carry 3 pounds of beneficial microbes maintaining immune balance and influencing mood. This interconnectedness extends through technology, social networks, and across generations. Environmental pollutants don't respect borders. Mercury emissions in Asia affect global fish stocks. Microplastics pervade oceans. Social and economic disadvantages cascade through generations via shortened telomeres, creating biological echoes of inequality persisting for decades. Telomere science warns about compounding future costs of today's social stressors, particularly affecting children during critical developmental periods. While individual telomere maintenance through healthy choices remains crucial, the challenge extends beyond personal optimization. Every interaction shapes other stress levels and trust, all influencing telomere length. Telomere science provides molecular evidence that societal health directly impacts individual cellular well-being. Our society's future health can be measured in telomere base pairs, creating an imperative for reducing inequality, eliminating toxins, improving nutrition, and protecting children from trauma. Your cells are listening to your life. Make sure the story they're hearing is worth passing on.